Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, haven't made a teaching audio for a while. Wow, we've been so busy on the road, working on a project for keeping us on the road. And just now, just finished a street preach this weekend, trying to get back to teaching audios, verse by verses. Today, I want to bring you a topic that came out of a witnessing session I had when I was out street preaching at a festival in Missouri. This one's called Lucifer and Jesus, both called Morningstar. Lucifer and Jesus, both called Morningstar. Yeah, so let me set the table for you on this, how this came about. I was out street preaching with Sister Debbie, and an unbelieving man that actually worked at this festival kind of came up and was talking to her. Then I walked up to him and he started talking to me, and he was definitely an unbeliever, but he wasn't a mocker. He was kind of respectful, so that was kind of nice. And he challenged me with this topic. And he said, "What are your thoughts that Jesus and Lucifer are both called Morningstar?" And him and his friend were kind of snickering and definitely inferring that this was like a smear or a knock against Jesus. And so I wanted to talk about this. I thought it was an interesting topic. And we're going to try to rightly divide this and see if we can get at some level of truth. That's always our goal, right? Where does he get this from? Where does he get that Jesus and Lucifer are both called the Morning Star? Okay, so Revelation 22:16 is where it clearly tells us this title for Jesus. "I, Jesus, have set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." Pretty clear. Jesus gets the title of Morning Star in Revelation 22:16. And so that is undisputed. But where is this man getting the idea that Satan is also called the Morning Star? Well, first of all, I want to touch on this subject. If it's true, and there's some gray area with translation issues here, and we'll get to that. If it's true that Jesus and Lucifer are both called Morningstar, that's not really a problem. Let me explain, all right? Let me explain. From Scripture, and I'm sure you probably know this, it's not uncommon that Jesus and Lucifer get some similar, same words used to describe them. Let me just give you a couple. Both are described as lions, but in very different ways. Go read Revelation 5:5, the Lion of Judah. Go read 1 Peter 5:8, Satan, a roaring lion, looking to whom he can devour. Two very different lions, amen? How about they're both described as light, but also in very different ways? John 1 verse 4 talks about Christ as the light. And 2 Corinthians 11:4 talks about Satan comes as an angel of light. Two very different ways. Jesus, the ultimate light. Satan coming as a false light, an angel to deceive. So, and there's others, but it shouldn't alarm us if Jesus and Satan have similar descriptions in the words, okay? And it's really quite meaningless. Because here's what we see. There's a difference in the context, in their character, in the power, and how they relate to eternity. So the two lions are different. The two lights are different. Very different. So not a problem. Morning Star, right? We'll talk about that. Satan was an angel. Angels have light. Jesus is the Creator God. He's the ultimate light. So it shouldn't alarm us that they have similar descriptions. It's meaningless. You know, it's also like saying, here's one, give you an example from the world. The criminal was quick to get away with his crime. The police officer was quick to protect the innocent people. You see how I use the same word, quick, to describe them, but one is describing a criminal doing evil, the other one's describing a police officer doing good. So, just another example. Now, people that usually come and bring these arguments, this guy didn't want to talk about the gospel. He didn't want to talk about salvation or holiness or Christ crucified. Nah, he just is picking at this topic. So usually when people do this, this is kind of an ad hom attack. Ad hom attack is like going after Jesus' character and going after Jesus as deity or not deity in this case or in any case. And that's usually what people are going after in these cases. They're not seeking truth. Let me assure you, most time people are not seeking the truth when they do this. And so you have to deal with them accordingly. Now back to the Morningstar comparison. This comparison, and there's some confusion from translation issues, King James to like NIV. NIV is not a good translation, by the way. Throw it in the garbage and burn it. In the NIV, all right, the verse that we want to look at is Isaiah 14:12. And in the NIV it says, "How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn, you have been cast down to the earth." So the NIV uses the word morning star, and then people say, see, Satan, Jesus, morning star, same name. Okay, it's not a big deal if it's true, but there is some translation issue here. Let's talk about this. King James says this in Isaiah 14:12. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" All right, so King James uses the word Lucifer. That word Lucifer, all right, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the word we want to look at is Hillel in Hebrew, which is pointing to this morning star. It really means shining one. All right, so it can mean also mean shining one. Morning star does what? Shines. Shining one. All right. So it's a matter of words, Hebrew to English type of thing. Now, the translation gets a little bit confusing in the King James because that word Lucifer is not Hebrew and not English. It's Latin. All right. And that word Lucifer in Latin means morning star. And the King James translators put that in there. It's kind of confusing. Doesn't really help the matter, does it? So it kind of plays, makes an issue between the Hebrew and the English, and now they throw Latin in there. That's kind of another whole long teaching topic that I really don't want to get into at this time. In the ancient world, we need to note, morning star was known as the bright or shining one. So a morning star was a bright and shining one. Okay? So that's another note we need to make. Now, some people have said that the Hebrew words, if we look at Hebrew words and we compare them, the Hebrew words in Isaiah 14, all right, are not consistent with other words in Hebrew in the Old Testament that we see, and I'm going to give you an example here, all right? Job 38:7, all right? Let's look at Job 38:7, and it says this, "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy," when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. All right, so there's different Hebrew words at work here. In Job 38, morning is the Hebrew word bokar. Star is kokwab or koab. In Isaiah 14, the words are sun is bane, okay? And morning is shakar. So these are not the same at all. So if that true translation in Isaiah 14:12 really means morning star, if it's really supposed to mean morning star, okay? Okay, so I am back. I got distracted. There was a man, I'm on a sidewalk out here doing this teaching, and there was a man walking around by our camper van looking in the door, and I had to say, "Hey, what you looking for?" His car was dead, and there was a fight in the parking lot, and the cops said, we don't want anybody camping way back there, and he couldn't get his car started, so he asked me if I had jumper cables, and I jumped the car for him with my little jumper box and got him going. So just wanted to fill you in. I'm a little bit, got a little bit distracted there. I think I had just gone over. You know, that's what it's like being out here in van life, helping our neighbor, got to witness the gospel to him, and everything was good. Got the car started, loved our neighbor, and sent them on their way. I think I went over the words from Isaiah 14 and Job 38. They're different Hebrew words. And so there is some question as to whether Isaiah says morning star, or should it be shining one, or what should it be exactly. So the people argue about the translation, NIV versus King James. And there's even some people that say Isaiah isn't even describing Satan, but he's describing a king of Babylon, they say. Not really going to go into all that. For this teaching, let me round this out by just saying this. I think I've proven from Scripture that Jesus and Satan sometimes are described using the same words, and there's no problem there. Doesn't demean Jesus, doesn't change his deity, doesn't change who he is, doesn't lift up Satan to Jesus's level at all. It's all the context that matters. Lion, lion, light, light, that type of thing. And as I said, there is some question on the exact translation of morning star or bright shining one from Isaiah 14:12. But again, it's not an issue if they're both called the morning star. So Satan was a bright angel, as I said before. He fell, he failed. He's a failure. He's going to be cast into the abyss and into the pit of hell. Jesus is the sun and the light, the bright light of creation, and our Messiah who will never fail. So morning star might be the same words, total different context. So good lesson for us here, saints and seekers, if you're listening. Don't get caught up in the words, mincing of words, as they say, that can cause you to stumble or cause a destruction to your faith. Because see, both of these situations here, describing these two different verses, even if there's a minor translation issue, let's say there is, somebody translates it this way, somebody translates it that way, it does not change doctrine, does not change Christ's standing and deity and who he is, doesn't lift the devil up to anywhere, any standard, like I said, doesn't change the gospel, doesn't change doctrine. So it's not a matter that we really need to go much further into. I can tell you this, and I'm very cautious of this. I see a minutia of people that are constantly digging into these less weighty matters, let's say. All matters of God's word are important. These less weighty matters, they don't even have the gospel right. They don't even have holiness right. They haven't even come out of pagan ways and the culture and churchianity. And they're mincing with me in the streets about a Greek word here and there. This man that I just met is a good example of that. Worldly looking man, far from the truth of God, he admitted, and he's wrestling over morning star being called Jesus and Satan. Well, see, the reason people do that is they're always looking for reasons to not go to the gospel, be transformed, and obey God in spirit and truth. They're always looking for reasons, and they strive at these things to find those reasons. So don't let that be you. I won't let it be me. Make sure when we study the Word of God, we keep the first things first, and we make sure that what we're spending our time and our effort on is important doctrinal matters that make a difference. Not some things. Apostle Paul called some things vain jangling. I wouldn't call this a vain jangle. I would call this something that we have to be careful that we don't spend too much energy on when we can't really totally decipher it, because either way, it doesn't matter. If it's a minor translation issue, calling Satan morning star versus bright shining one, it doesn't change anything, all right? And if it does call him morning star, as I said many times already, it means nothing, because the Bible has a practice of using the same words to describe Christ and Satan, but totally different context levels or context meanings that we have to be aware of. So I hope that helps you, and I hope it made sense. Sorry I got distracted halfway through and had to go take care of that situation. again, it's part of our life out here. It's why we love van life. We're living out in the world. And we get in all these kind of situations, oftentimes dealing with police, people around us, and we're able to reach into people's lives that we never could do, sitting in a comfy homestead in Missouri, sitting in an apartment somewhere. And we're thankful to God that we get to do this. So I hope this topic edified you. It definitely was a different one, interesting one. I like to bring these from the street that we have these, when we have these. And I'm sure there'll be many, many more. So till next time, let me know how I can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Going to get back to verse by verse. Going to get back to audio teachings. We got lots of witnessing coming up. We got traveling coming up. We're headed this, getting ready for our fall and winter travel season, where we preach at all different events, moving through the middle and the south of the United States as the weather gets colder here and events shut down. Lots of stuff going on down south. That's where we're headed. And who knows where the Lord will have us go. Be exciting to find out. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.